知情英语。Listen and share.
217. I managed to put things off to the side in my head to get through the next 2 weeks, until 3 days before the last day of school. I was helping my neighbor Kim, who lived across the hall from me 2 doors down, pack up her room. Kim and I were talking about her French panel, her grandfather, World War II, and etc. When we came to a lull in the conversation, at which point Kim asked me,When I thought of my room, I said it was okay. She wrinkled up her nose and said, Oh, I hated that room. I couldn't get out of there fast enough, and I still don't like to walk past it. At which point, we just stared at each other for a moment. I must have had a particular look on my face, because then she said, You've seen it too. I just said, Yeah, and then Kim proceeded to tell me her story.When Kim first came to UW, a year and a half before, she was assigned to room 217. Halfway through the semester, she awoke one night because she heard a step on the floor. The floor is tile, and she didn't have a rug like me. Standing in the middle of a room, looking startled as though we were just caught in the act of something was a tall man in a dark suit. He was bald,with a long sharp nose and black eyes that watched her as though he were surprised to see her, and yet he had been walking towards her.
I 将这件事情暂且放在一边，希望能安然度过接下来的两周。但就在离放假还有3天，我帮和我宿舍隔了2个宿舍的金收拾他的房间的时候，事情发生了。当时金正和我聊法国的刑法制度，他的祖父以及二战之类的东西。忽然我俩陷入了沉默，因为金问我觉得我的房间怎么样，我说还好。他皱着鼻子说，我讨厌那个房间，我不愿进那个房间，也不喜欢从那儿走过。这时我们俩只是看着彼此，我脸上的表情一定很奇怪，因为他对我说，你也见过他了。我说是的。金接着给我讲他的故事。1年半前，他刚到怀俄明大学时，他就被指派到217房间。学期进行到一半的时候，有一晚他被脚步声吵醒，地板是砖面的，而他没像我一样铺地毯。房间中央站着一个高个子的穿着深色衣服的男人，表情惊讶，像是真要干什么却被人逮个正着。他是秃头，长着大而挺的鼻子，黑色的眼睛正盯着他瞧，仿佛看到他很惊讶似的，但之前他明明是向他的方向走的。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I managed to put things off to the side in my head to get through the next 2 weeks, until 3 days before the last day of school.
我将这件事情暂且放在一边，希望能安然度过接下来的两周。但就在离放假还有3天。
I was helping my neighbor Kim, who lived across the hall from me 2 doors down.Pack up her room.
我帮和我宿舍隔了2个宿舍的金收拾他的房间的时候，事情发生了。
Kim and I were talking about her French panel, her grandfather, World War II, and etc.
当时金正和我聊法国的刑法制度，他的祖父以及二战之类的东西。
When we came to a lull in the conversation, at which point Kim asked me what I thought of my room. I said it was okay.
忽然我俩陷入了沉默，因为金问我觉得我的房间怎么样，我说还好。
She wrinkled up her nose and said, Oh, I hated that room.
她皱着鼻子说，哦，我讨厌那个房间。
I couldn't get out of there fast enough, and I still don't like to walk past it.
我不愿进那个房间，也不喜欢从那儿走过。
At which point, we just stared at each other for a moment.
这时，我们俩只是看着彼此。
I must have had a particular look on my face, because then she said, You've seen it too. I just said, yeah, and then Kim proceeded to tell me her story.
我脸上的表情一定很奇怪，因为她对我说，你也见过她了。我说是的。Kim 接着给我讲她的故事。
When Kim first came to UW, a year and a half before, she was assigned to room 217.
一年半前，她刚到怀俄明大学时，她就被指派到217房间。
Halfway through the semester, she awoke one night because she heard a step on the floor. The floor is tile and she didn't have a rug like me.
学期进行到一半的时候，有一晚她被脚步声吵醒。地板是砖面的，而她没像我一样铺地毯。
Standing in the middle of a room, looking startled, as though you were just caught in the act of something was a tall man in a dark suit.
房间中央站着一个高个子的穿着深色衣服的男人，表情惊讶，像是正要干什么却被人逮个正着。
He was bald, with a long sharp nose and black eyes, that watched her as though he were surprised to see her, and yet he had been walking toward her.
他是秃头，长着大而挺的鼻子，黑色的眼睛正盯着他瞧，仿佛看到他很惊讶似的，但之前他明明是向他的方向走的。讲解一下相关的语言点。 Put off， 在这里这个词组的意思是暂时把什么应付过去，或是搁置起来的意思。事实上这个词语还有一个更常见的意思，可以表示推迟。
Get through， 从词面不难看出这个词可以表示通过、穿过，比如说 Get through the woods， 穿过森林。此外在打电话的时候，我们也可以经常用到这个词，打通电话。
比如 I rang you several times but couldn't get through，
我给你打了几次电话可是没打通。
Proceed to do， 继续做某事，类似于 continue to do。
我们也可以说 proceed with something。 来看个例子， The old man took a drink from his cup and proceeded with his story。
老人拿起杯子喝了一口，继续讲他的故事。
Bald， 光秃秃的，比如说 Bald Mountain 指的就是光秃秃的山。
当用来形容人的时候，指人秃头，我们也可以说 Bald Headed。 现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
I managed to put things off to the side in my head to get through the next 2 weeks.Until 3 days before the last day of school. I was helping my neighbor Kim, who lived across the hall from me 2 doors down, pack up her room. Kim and I were talking about her French panel, her grandfather, World War II, and etc. When we came to a lull in the conversation, at which point Kim asked me what I thought of my room, I said it was okay. She wrinkled up her nose and said, Oh!I hated that room. I couldn't get out of there fast enough, and I still don't like to walk past it. At which point, we just stared at each other for a moment. I must have had a particular look on my face, because then she said, You've seen it too. I just said, yeah, and then Kim proceeded to tell me her story. When Kim first came to UW, a year and a half before, she was assigned to room 217. Halfway through the semester, She awoke one night because she heard a step on the floor. The floor is tile, and she didn't have a rug like me. Standing in the middle of her room, looking startled, as though we were just caught in the act of something, was a tall man in a dark suit. He was bald, with a long sharp nose and black eyes, but watched her as though he were surprised to see her, and yet he had been walking towards her. 好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。